Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney. Congressman, there's a great deal being said about election security. The president is implying that any election which people are voting in advance by mail is going to be rigged. What do you make of that?
I think that's irresponsible rhetoric. It is a very serious issue that all Americans should care about. It's pretty basic. We should have a free and fair election, free of foreign influence. Whatever our disagreements amongst ourselves, we should never engage in the temptation to enlist or benefit from the help of a hostile foreign power. And that's what we're talking about right now. And what we're seeing in 2020, which is new, is that the Russians have decided to use U.S. media outlets and U.S. persons, including members of Congress, to disseminate propaganda. They're doing this through Russian agents like Andrei Derkash, a Ukrainian politician, and other intelligence operatives. And what is so alarming is that people like Senator Ron Johnson in Wisconsin and people like Devin Nunes on my committee, the Intelligence Committee, are willingly, knowingly, along with people like Rudy Giuliani and others, picking up this Russian smear campaign, knowing that it is intended to denigrate Vice President Biden and help President Trump. And they are trying to use their official positions, committee chairmanships like Senator Johnson, to launder this information and disseminate it to the American public. That is nothing less than becoming what we call in intelligence circles a useful idiot for foreign intelligence services. You want to take it to Vice President Biden tooth and nail, be my guest. But don't do it with the Russians. Don't do it using a bunch of spoon-fed crap that you know to be propaganda from a hostile foreign power because you think there's some short-term political bump. That is disloyal fundamentally to America. And if Democrats were doing it because the Iranians were mad at President Trump for killing, you know, General Soleimani, you know, I would be equally disgusted by it. There may be hostile powers out there, hostile to all of us, by the way, that want to influence our election on one side or the other. We must never participate or engage with them on that. And that's what's going on in this cycle. I think the Russians have figured out that some of the hacking and dumping stuff and some of the social media stuff has been well enough exposed that they have to change their tactics. But they are out there working hard, and over the next 30 days, you are going to see them deploy some of these tactics. And we must be smarter than that, and we must safeguard our elections.
Well, how has this happened? I mean, traditionally, the Republican Party was the party that really had the greatest questions about, you know, the Russians, first the Soviets, now the Russians. Now it's quite the opposite. We're not hearing a single word from the president about the Russians. What do you make of that?
I think it's a great point. I was in a studio with Ann Coulter, you know, the arch conservative, having this conversation with her not long ago. And she said, oh, now you Democrats are going to start worrying about Russia? You never did before. And I said, hey, Ann, you know, if your complaint is about, you know, the nuclear freeze movement in 1983, you know, OK, let's have that conversation. I'm talking about right now. My question is, why don't you guys care anymore about Russia as a hostile foreign power? And the answer, unfortunately, is that you see the elevation of politics over everything. You see the elevation of partisanship, or really of loyalty to this particular politician, Donald Trump, become the be-all, end-all for some of my friends on the other side. That's why so many of their folks won't wear masks, because he won't just say, everybody wear a mask. We know it works. That's why they won't criticize Russia. Bear in mind, Russia has been credibly reported all over the place to be putting bounties, paid money, on the heads of our troops if they're killed by the Taliban. You know, you haven't heard the administration do a thing about that. They have not criticized Putin for poisoning the opposition leader Navalny, even though we know beyond peradventure that it was a Russian chemical agent used to poison him. Every Western power has criticized the Kremlin for that. Why not the American government, for goodness sakes?
So you answer that.
Loyalty.
So you answer that. How come? Why not? Why is this president? Do they own him for some reason? I mean, what's going on?
I cannot answer that question, Alan. All I can tell you is that it is clear that from 2016 forward, you have seen an alignment of what the Kremlin sees in its interest and the political benefit to President Trump that they seek to create. In other words, they don't have to collude explicitly if they're both rowing in the same direction. And so what has happened is you've seen a willingness on the part of the Trump administration, which never, to my Republican friends out there, which never would have occurred under George H.W. Bush, under Ronald Reagan, under George W. Bush. You would never have seen a Republican president previously say, oh, the Russians see it in their interest to elect me, so I'll use their propaganda with my allies on the Hill to promote false narratives about Joe Biden being corrupt in Ukraine or Hunter Biden or some stuff you know to be nonsense, because it's helping you politically. So that's just new, and it is a symptom of the partisanship that has been choking off progress in our country, and we must be better than that.
We keep seeing Attorney General Barr inserting himself into the political process, something that he himself says is not done, but he's doing it. Do you have any reaction to that?
Yeah, I think it's a part of a pattern that we have seen, sadly, at the Justice Department and at the intelligence community, where they have replaced increasingly the career people who tell the truth. We're also seeing this at the CDC, by the way, in the middle of a pandemic. So the clear pattern is that they put in place people who will echo whatever the president says, no matter how outrageous. And if the president wants to use federal troops to clear peaceful protesters in Lafayette Park, If, as has been reported today, the Attorney General wants to use sedition charges against people exercising their First Amendment rights, then so be it. But to do that, they need to put in a bunch of hacks and a bunch of people who will blindly follow the president's directives. That's why you've seen career intelligence professionals and inspectors general fired and systematically replaced in the intelligence community, at the Justice Department, and it's dangerous. And right now, we're on the cusp of a decision about whether we're going to allow 4 more years of that kind of corruption of these institutions that were the crown jewel of American government, because they weren't Democratic or Republican. We never had to think about whether a federal judge or a U.S. attorney would be pursuing a Democratic or Republican agenda. We never had to think about whether a Secretary of Defense would deploy U.S. service members against another political party on U.S. soil. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about federal agents rounding up people in Portland, throwing them in the back of unmarked vans. We don't even know who they work for all the time, because this administration is willing to do things that Democrats and Republicans in the past would not have done. And when you do that in the intelligence community, when you downplay, say, the threat of white nationalist terrorism, you run the risk of missing something. And that's what I worry about. What I worry about is when we stovepipe intelligence, when we cherry pick it for its alignment with our political agendas, we're putting us all in danger, and we cannot let that happen.
Sean Patrick Maloney, Congressman, thank you so much for being with us. I'm very interested in what you've had to say today. Sean Patrick Maloney is Democrat of New York's 18th District, in office since 2013. When we come back, I want to ask him about the national ticket.